You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Alright, maayong hapon sa inyo tanan. So, this afternoon, we are on our series called Unwavering. And last week, we've talked about dun sa Silay and sa Bacolod, about faith and relationship. Faith and relationship, the importance of relationship in terms of our faith. In this afternoon, we're gonna talk about the second installment of our series called Unwavering. And this is about faith and the Word of God. Okay? So, in the Word of God. And in this series, we're talking about a very important character in the Bible. I believe one of the person that I look up to, parang kilala ko lang, di ba? I look up to, this person is none other than Abraham. Why I look up to this person? Because he is an Old Testament character, yet even in the New Testament, he is still being talked about. Even the Apostle Paul talked about the life and the story of this guy. So this guy is known for his faith. He is the father of many nations. So the father of every nation, no, many nations. And also this guy is known for his faith. His faith did not just stay in the Old Testament. His faith brought him to where he is, even in the New Testament. And his faith is not just 2,000 years ago or more than 2,000 years ago. It still impacts what we are doing today. This afternoon, we're gonna try to discover, I don't know if how many of you here, you have a friend na sikat, okay? Friend na sikat, alright? Or who among you here, feeling mo, yung seatmate mo, kahit hindi mo yan kilala, sikat yan? Come on. Dito lang nagre-respond, how about the rest, okay? And how about the person na nasa likod mo? Tingnan mo nga, tingnan mo. Taas, baba, okay? Ikutan mo. And you feel like that person is sikat. You know what? There are people in my life that I was amazed because of their popularity, their achievements in life. And what amazes me is not just their popularity, but yung parang nakita mo yung Facebook profile niya, parang amazed na amazed ka na. But when you get to know that person, you get to appreciate even more. Because nakita mo kung ano yung where he was before and where he is right now. And this afternoon, this is what we're gonna discover. Bakit Abraham has this kind of faith? Saan ang galing yung faith na yon? And we can discover that when we go back to where his encounter with God started. So, again, faith and relationship ngayon, faith and the Word of God. If you have your Bible, please open your Bible with me in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Now the Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country and your kindred and to your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonor you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abraham went as the Lord has told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. When we talk about Abraham, there are three things that I discovered na factors that affect his faith with God. With this encounter that he has with God, this was one of the first mention of Abraham. Genesis is a book of first mention. So this was an account in the Bible where Abraham was first mentioned. And there are things that I've discovered while studying the Word, and I hope that this will speak to you about our faith and the Word of God. Number one is that our faith is a result of our encounter with God. In Genesis 12, verse 1 to 4, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, 'Go to your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you.'" Hinighlight ko yung "now the Lord said to Abraham." This was the first time that the Lord has spoken to Abraham. And just to give you a brief background, Abraham was mentioned not just here in this verse, but even in verse 11. And during that time, doon dinescribe yung background niya that he has his father and three brothers. And then that three brothers, he lived from a city called Ur. And that city is a wealthy city. And during that time, his father brought him out of that city towards Canaan, or the promised land that the Lord has prepared for this guy. And during their journey towards Canaan, they came to a place called Haran. And during that time, it says here in Genesis 11:31, "Terah took Abraham and his son and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, and his sons, Abraham's wife. And they went forth together from Ur of the Chaldean to go into the land of Canaan. Remember their destination from Ur to Canaan. But this happened. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. And during the time that I'm studying this, sabi ko, Lord, what was the significance of this statement? And during that time, I tried to ask, God, there's something here in this verse, and I want you to let me understand what you want to communicate through this verse. And I just highlighted, but when they came to Haran, they settled there. They're supposed to go to the promised land, but they stayed to another land. And sabi ko, Lord, they settled. When I was reading this, I thought, settled means resting. Yung nag-journey ka, and then napagod ka, and then after that, you sit down, and then you continue walking. But according to the research, he did not just stay for a minute there. He stayed there for 5 years. That's what settling means, until the word of the Lord came into his life. And you know, when I was studying this, I discovered that Haran means a parched land. They are supposed to go to the promised land, but the problem is they settled to a parched land. A parched, a dry land. And when I was trying to prepare for this, and the Lord reminded me na, you know what, this is so true, not just to your life, but to our life. You know that God is bringing you into a good land. You know that God is bringing you into a land flowing with milk and honey. But there are times that because something happened towards our journey to that land, we begin to settle. We begin to stay in a place that is not the thing that God has prepared for us. This is what happened to Abraham. Abraham settled on a place that is not the promise of God. During this time, Abraham is not yet a Christian. He's not yet a follower of God. He is a pagan worshiper. During this time, even if he doesn't know God, God already orchestrated things for him to go to the promised land. But because of something that had happened to him, I don't know what happened to him. It was not written there, but he settled. There are times in our lives that when things go tough, when things go rough, we tend to settle to the place where we are right now. And we know in our heart that that is not the place where God wants us. The thing about settling is that when you are on a journey, rest is different from settle. Settling means he lived there. He adjusted his situation to the place where he was. In fact, nag-earn siya ng mga properties there, and he stayed there for 5 years. Many of us, when we are pursuing the promises of God in our lives, there are tendencies for us to settle in a specific place. Lord, okay na ako dito. Parang makakasurvive naman ako dito. Bakit pa kailangan kong mag-pursue ng promise mo? Bakit pa kailangan kong mag-continue to move forward when in fact, I'm okay in this place? I'm okay in this place. But you know what? This is what had happened. He settled in Haran. And during that time, when he settled in Haran, that's the time where God went and God spoke to him. I don't know how many of you here had that moment with God, that there are times in our lives that when we start to settle on things, on the small things, on the little things, on the things that does not conform to the will of God. How many of you here had that moment that God went to you? What I admired on this verse was that it was God who went to Abraham. It was not Abraham who went to God. God recognized that Abraham is settling for less than what's best for him. That is the reason why God went to Abraham and spoke to Abraham and said, you know what? You're trying to settle there. This is my instruction for you. That's why I said, when you encounter the Word of God contains the instruction of God. This is the instruction of God for Abraham. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's household to the land that I will show you. God is telling Abraham, Abraham, stop settling. Stop settling because this is not the place where I want you to. Stop settling because I have prepared greater things for you. Stop settling because I have a lot in store for you. I don't want you to experience a lesser future than what I prepared and what I worked for sa life mo. And this is what God is trying to tell each and every one of us. Whatever situation that you are in and you've tried to settle, God is reminding you, go. God is reminding you, go. because I have a future for you. Don't stop there. God is bringing you into a great land, a good land. Don't let something that is good disqualify you from experiencing something that is best. Allow God to work in your life. Allow God to enable you. Allow the Word of God, let that encounter with God, let that moment with God enable you to experience the instruction of God. During this time, I just remember that when Abraham went from Ur to Canaan, it was not his will. It was his father. Somebody dragged him towards the promised land. Isn't it true sometimes in our lives? When we get invited here in this church, it was not our will. It was our mother's will. Okay, magsisimba tayo ngayon. Diba? Or will ng girlfriend or ng boyfriend, something. Or will ng parents or will ng classmate mo na nag-invite sa'yo. You were dragged here. Just like Abraham. And because it was not true to his heart, because he was not able to encounter God, sumama lang siya. And nung namatay yung papa niya, he started to settle. Many times in our lives, God wants to remind you, when the people that is dragging you to church, if they stop dragging you, I hope and I pray that you will not stop also. I hope and I pray that you will not be like Abraham. Okay na ako dito. Total will naman ng dad ko yun eh. Will naman ng mom ko yun. Will naman ng kaibigan ko yun. So I will not go to the church anymore. But you know what? What I appreciate about God is that when God sees this person, He spoke to this person. What I'm telling is, unless and unless you had that moment with the Word of God, the reason why Moses pursued the promised land was not anymore because somebody was dragging him to the promised land. It was because God personally went to where he is and said, you know what? Your father is not bringing you into that land. I will be the one who will bring you into that land. And the Lord wants to remind you today, now you know what? At the end of the day, when you have that encounter with God, the feeling that you get when somebody you love went right straight into your face and say, and appreciate you how much I love you. What I'm saying is, God went to Abraham. He did not send an angel. He did not send a prophet. Personally, he went to where Abraham is. That is how personal our God is. Wherever, whatever that make you stuck right now, God can go to where you are and remind you, hey, meron tayong future, dalawa. Hindi ka para dyan. You are much better than that. You have a greater future than that. And I hope that starting today, you will desire. You will desire that, Lord, just like these people worshiping you, I don't understand why they raise their hands so high. Sometimes, dala pa yung feet. Diba? Okay, they worship you to the point that I don't understand why they keep on doing this. Pwede naman kami mag-worship na nakaganito lang. Diba? Why are they so crazy for you? I don't understand why the students are really banging their head every time they worship you. You know, you will only understand when you encounter what they've encountered. You will only understand when you experience what they've experienced. You will only understand the heart, the obedience of this guy if you experience what he has experienced. And what he has experienced is an encounter with God. An encounter with the Word of God. And the encounter that the Word of God gives the instruction of God. The Word of God will remind us of the promises of God. In Genesis 12, verse 1 to 4, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. The Word of God contains not just the instruction of God, it also reminds you of the promise of God. If there are times that you forgot na may future ka pala kay Lord, may mga times na I don't know if you had that moment in your life. I had that moment in my life that I felt like I was disqualified by the promises of God in my life. Just because I settled, just because I committed a sin, and I felt like, Lord, I think I'm not worthy anymore of your promise in my life. Lord, just because I failed my leader, just because I failed my pastor, just because I did not go to church that Sunday, I felt like, Lord, that I'm not anymore qualified to the promise that you have. You know, when you stop listening to the truth, then that is the time where you listen to lies. When you stop listening to the truth, and the Word of God contains the promise of God, And I tell you that the Word of God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even if you leave me, I will not leave you. I cannot abandon you because I love you. That is the promise of God. And if nagandahan ka sa promise na yun, those are just one of the promise that God has for you. I hope that you will have that desire na, Lord, hindi ko naman naiintindihan yung sinasabi niya, pero I want to have that encounter just like Abraham. Lord, at the end of the day, it's his personal encounter, personal experience that enabled him to receive a personal blessing from God. Next is the Word of God contains the plan of God. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is the plan of God for each and every one of us. You know what? The instruction of God will remind you of the promises of God, and that promises of God will give you the courage to experience the plans of God. And all of those things are found in the Word of God. So if you're missing the joy of having an encounter with the Word of God, you're missing the instruction of God, you're missing the promises of God, you're missing the plan of God in your life. And I tell you, the plan of God is not just good, it's pleasing, and it's always perfect. And that plan is not just for the person who's preaching here, it's not just for the worship leaders that are worshiping, not just for the people who are headbanging, but for the people who are here and even not here. And I want you to know, I want you to discover that. Mas sweet yan if si Lord nagsabi sa'yo. So I hope that you will have that desire. Lord, gusto ko yun. Gusto ko marinig from your lips how much you love me. Because iba yung intensity when the message was delivered to you by someone than the message was delivered personally to you by your loved one. So I hope that you will have that heart for God. God, talagang gusto ko ikaw eh. Whatever we preach to you every Sunday, Pastor Archie or si Tom or everyone who preaches, si Lloyd, Martin, si Martin pala, si Lloyd, si Martin. Si Martin, whatever they preach to you, it was something that they heard personally from God. And then they delivered to you. That's what you called second hand. But iba yung feeling that you personally can receive a word from God. I want you to know that the Lord is excited to talk to you. The Lord is excited to tell you how much He loves you. The Lord is excited for you to know the plans and the purposes that He has for you. The Lord is excited to know that you've been there for 5 years. You've been there for 10 years. You've been into that relationship. And I want to set you free since the beginning, since the moment that you entered that. But because you haven't listened to my word, now you're reaping the consequences of your action. But that will not stop me from pursuing you because I love you. All right? So faith comes from hearing from the word of God, the word of Christ. You know, faith will only come when we hear the word. When we hear the word, and not the word on the newspaper, not the word on Facebook, not the word on YouTube, but the word of Christ. Faith will only come when we start to encounter the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. When we begin to encounter Christ, then our faith increases. Why faith is so important in our lives? Because it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. I just want to highlight that without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you're doing something for God and you don't put your faith in God, no matter how good it is, it will not honor Him. Only things done in faith, that's what the Bible says, only things done in faith are the things that will honor God. Not the good things that you do, but the things that you've done in faith. And I hope that you will invest in your faith. Because if there's something that will put a smile on our Father's face, I'm talking about God, it's about your faith. It's your faith. So I hope that you will invest in your faith. Next is, faith is strengthened by our obedience to God. Faith is strengthened by our obedience to God. In Genesis chapter 4, so Abraham went as the Lord had told him. And Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old. And when he departed from Haran, so Abraham went as the Lord has told him. I don't know with you, if I will call you in the middle of the night and say, you know what, di ba ang dami mong pera? Pwede mo bang iwan yung bahay mo? Iwan yung pamilya mo? Iwan lahat ng ari-arian mo? Tapos, dadalhin kita sa isang palasyo. Hindi naman. Alright? Hindi. Sabi ko, I will bring you to a land. Tinanong mo ako, bakit? Sino ka ba? Basta, sundin mo lang ako and I will show you. Will you believe me? Di ba? Hindi. Of course, hindi. Di ba? Kaysang... So Abraham went. This is what amazed. This is one of the faith that Abraham expressed during his time that really amazes me. Lord, I pray that one day, God, I will come to that point that when you say something, even if it doesn't make sense, I will choose to obey. Even if it goes against my reality, God, I will still choose to obey. Even if it's against what I want, even if it's against what I understand, Lord, I will choose to obey. Actually, this is exactly the faith that put Abraham to the Hall of Faith. I don't know kung na-remember niyo yung Hall of Faith si Hebrews. Sabi niya, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. He went out not knowing where he was going. Kumbaga, this is really faith. Faith is not something that you have to inform me where I have to go in order for me to follow you. Faith is more of, I trust you. That is why, even if I don't see, even if I don't know, I know that you want something that is best for me, then I will follow you. I hope that all of us will have that relationship with God, that Lord, regardless of what it is that you are telling me, I will choose to obey. I will choose to obey, because when you start to obey God in the little things, it's your obedience in the little things that strengthens your faith. I have a student, when I was teaching in preteens, sino dito yung teacher sa preteens? I had encountered this guy, he came from a family, a broken family actually. His dad died and is living with his mom and during that time. And when he graduated sa preteens, he went to my victory group. He attends my victory group. What happened was, he invited his brother and so on and so forth. And during the time that he was attending my victory, there was a conference called Unashamed. All right? There was a conference called Unashamed. It is a conference held in Manila. And in order for you to go to Manila from Bacolod, a student has to raise 10,000 pesos. And during that time, he is a fourth-year student. He's not rich. Actually, he's barely surviving with the income of his mom and his sister. And during that time, when I invited him to attend a conference, sabi ko, do you want to go to the conference? Gusto mo ba? Do you have the desire to go to the conference? Guess what? Ang sinabi niya sa akin, sabi niya, Kuya, may babayaran ako sa senior high, si ate, parang ang dami nang binabayaran, si mama, walang dissenting trabaho, yung kapatid ko, dalawa pa kami, mag-a-attend. So, kuya, I cut that conversation. Sabi ko, sandali lang, ano nga yung tinanong ko sa'yo? Sabi niya, kung gusto kong sumama sa conference. So, ano dapat yung sagot? Kayo, ano dapat yung sagot? Diba? Dalawa lang yung sagot. It's either oo or hindi. Pero yung ginawa niya, dahil ganito, and ganito. Sometimes when God asks us of something, do you really want to experience the future that I have prepared for you? Ang sagot natin, Lord, kasi ang hirap eh. Ang hirap kasing umobey if you don't see something. Ang hirap kasing umobey if you want to let go a big thing. But actually, the Lord is just asking us, are you willing? And that question is answerable by yes or no. Yes or no only. Hindi si Lord nag-ask kung ano yung situation mo ngayon. Dahil before God went to where you are and asked you, are you willing? Are you willing to experience the future that I have for you? When God went straight to where you are, God knows your situation already. God wants to draw out your yes or no. it's a question of desire, not a question of capability. Because the question of desire is ours, the question of capability is God's. So I hope that you will have that kind of faith. Na Lord, when you invite me, it's because you will. Sabi niya kanina na, I will. If you only obey me, I will. Right? So, the story of this kid, he was able to, there is a pre-register of 1-5, and he has to raise 500 to secure a slot. During that time, nung sinabi ko na, is it a yes or a no? Sabi na, yes. Yes po. Yes. Pero, wala nang pero, you said yes. saan ko kunin yun and stuff like that. And when he went out to the room where we're doing our victory group, he met an usher, which is his tita. And that tita, when he knew that he decided that he wanna go to Unashamed, give him the pre-registration. And sometimes, our yes is a doorway for us to receive the promise. Our yes to God, it only takes a yes. Lord, I want to. Lord, I want to even if I don't understand. Hindi na natapos dyan kasi 1-5 eh. So, the next day, kuya, tapos na yung 500. Tapos na yung 500. So the next week, 500 na naman ulit and stuff like that. And during that time, sabi ko, I want to sponsor him, but I want him to grow in faith. And during that time, sabi ko, you read your Bible. And then during that time, he read his Bible. He got this promise from the Lord. Ang revelation niya is, Lord, if nag-provide ka ng 500 before, bakit ka pa nag-provide if you will not bring me there? And during that time, that's where he put his faith. Lord, faithful ka. Lumabas lang ako, wala akong ginawa, nag-said yes lang ako. Pero Lord, you give me 500. Now Lord, bukas na yung deadline, please provide. Please provide. And during that time, atita niya sa Mindanao, nagpadala ng money sa kanya. And during that time, and that money was exactly 500 for him to register. The list goes on and on, to the point that he went to Unashamed conference, and he was able to raise more than enough. That he was able to bless not just his family, but even his fellow delegate. I remember the story of Abraham here. Sabi niya, if you will obey, I will bless those who bless you. And my intention for you is for you to become a blessing. So it's your yes. Sometimes your yes is a doorway not just for you to be blessed, but for others to be blessed through you. So I hope that we will say yes to God. I hope that a little step of obedience will strengthen our faith, that one day when we face a great mountain, a giant mountain, you will say, there, during that moment, to this moment, in this moment, and that moment, in those moments, the Lord has been faithful. You will have that testimony, the Lord has never failed me yet. So regardless of that, how big that mountain is, I'm excited because I know my God will never fail me. I know that my God is still for me. I know that my God is greater than the mountain I face. But many times, we respond in fear. Why? Because we never said yes in the first place. I hope that today, this is my challenge for you. What? Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung sina-challenge ni God sa life nyo. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung thing that keeps you awake at night. Na alam mo, the Lord is asking you to do something. But natatakot ka? Because this will take a toll on you. I don't know what that situation that God is trying to tell you na, you know what, just let go. Just say yes to me and I will show you how faithful I am. I hope that starting today, by the faith that Abraham showed, I hope that you will be encouraged to step out in faith as well. Because the blessing of God has your name on it. The blessing of God is for you. Okay? And there are times that God can do this. God can bless me. But this is what I like about this verse in Hebrews. Since God had planned something better for us, I want you to know that God planned something better for you. God planned something for us. So Lord, bakit hindi mo na lang ibigay? Every one of us, God has planned something for us. So Lord, bakit hindi mo na lang ibigay? Nihintay ko na eh, 5 years, 10 years, 18 years of waiting, wala pa rin siya. Nasa kids church pa siya. Hindi, joke lang. Hindi siya nasa kids church, preteens na siya, okay? So, malapit na maghintay ka lang, okay? God prepared something better for us. The next slide is that only together with us, it shall be fulfilled. There are good stuff. There are better stuff. There are promises that God has for you that only together with you, it shall be fulfilled. You know, I can do this on my own, but I won't do this without you because I desire a relationship. Because your relationship with me, as what we've learned in the week one, is the thing that enables you to obey me. So I hope that you will have that moment that, Lord, I'm excited, not because I know what to do, but because I'm walking with my Father who knows exactly what He is doing, who knows exactly where He is going. I might not see what He is doing, but I trust His heart, that His heart is always for me and not against me. Faith is trusting His instruction to get us to our destination. That is faith. Lord, kahit hindi ko maintindihan yung instruction mo, kahit hindi ko ma-reconcile, Lord, I trust that your instruction is my only way to the destination that you have prepared for me. Lastly, the word of God will lead us to the promises of God. Hebrews 6 verse 13, for when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you and multiply you. And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. When you try to review the accounts of Abraham during his time, hindi po siya perfect. Maraming times siya, na just like the moment that he settled with God, there are times that he disobeyed God. There are moments that he lost faith in God. But you know what? Every time that he has that moment, God will always go to where he was and remind him, you know what? That is not where you belong. That is why I can really say by the life of Abraham that the word of God will lead us to the promises of God. Like this. The word of God will guide us to the promises of God. You know what? Nung pumunta kami dito sa Dumaguete, it was raining, and this was my first time to go to Dumaguete. I did not drive, Pastor Alex. It was the one who I just navigated the ways and stuff like that. You know what? Sometimes the word of God is just like a ways. It will tell you where to go. It will tell you where to go. In 10 meters, yeah, turn left, turn right, turn around, and shake, shake, shake. Hindi. Sabi niya, go straight ahead. Go to the left. Go to the right. And many times, because we are new to the place, we are clueless of what to do. But there are people here in this room. You are not new to your place. In fact, you've settled to the place where you are in right now. And kabisado mo na yung pasikot-sikot. To the point that God is telling you, go to the right, parang tuturuan mo pa si Lord, Lord, hindi left. I've been here for a very long time. And I hope that we will allow the word of God to direct us to where the promises of God. I hope that starting today, Lord, may your word, sabi sa Bible, be a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Lord, starting today, this is what I realized when I was looking at Pastor Alex, he's driving the car. Si Siri was trying to say, go to the left, but Pastor Eric went to the right. Sorry, Pastor Alex, joke. He went to the right. And during that time, the Lord reminded me, my word will tell you what to do, but I will not control you. You're still handling the will. You're still the one in charge of where you want to go. The purpose of the word is to bring you to where God wants you to go. The question is, are you willing to obey? Are you willing to say, yes, Lord, this way might be familiar, this way might not be familiar, but because you said so, then I will go. Because you said so, then I will do this. Because you said so, regardless of what happened, I will do this. And this is my prayer for everyone, that starting today, may the word of God, may the promises of God, may the word that is found in the Bible will have power, will have authority in your life. That you will begin to love the word to the point that you will be reminded that this is not just a book. Every time I read the word, I'm not reading a book. Because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is Jesus Christ Himself. The Word is the one who died for you, the one who loved you, the one who never gave up on you. I hope that you will never doubt His Word. You will allow His Word to guide you wherever you go. And it takes your faith to experience His promise.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.